Welcome to the Young Professional Podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Young Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is teaching young professionals how to make better decisions in life, in finance, health, relationship, and business. It's basically on how to identify and seize opportunities. One other reason I decided to start this podcast was to help individuals who are within my age bracket, in the sense that we are millennials, to understand how to make better decisions that can actually affect and define our future. I believe strongly that we all have fears and there are concerns we have about the future, but I hope once we are done with this podcast, we'll be able to find meaning and find strength to do more that is actually placed in our hearts for the world. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in again to another episode of the Young Professional Podcast. So this is the third episode, and I hope you've actually enjoyed the first two. If you haven't listened to it, I think you should go back and you're probably your favorite Play Store. I'm sorry, I said Play Store. In your favorite podcast channel and listen to it. And I hope you enjoy it. Please leave a review, subscribe, so we can actually get encouraged to do more. So today we'll be talking about limitations and how we limit ourselves by asking the wrong questions. How did I come about this topic? I kept thinking about the possibilities we do have as human beings and how sometimes we tell ourselves things that stop us from things that are possible. I hope that made sense. So basically, we say things to ourselves which are actually not true based on certain evidences we see in the environment. But what exactly do we refer to as limitations? I think limitations are boundaries that are set on human beings. They are things that keep us within a certain sphere of life or certain sphere of space to do stuff. Some of them are naturally made or some of them are man-made. So for nature, I would talk about the edge of a cliff. And now the edge of a cliff is to probably let you know that this is the end of the solid ground. Whatever is left is a big fall, so you should stay back, which is very, very legit. So limitations are not always seen in the negative light. But today I want to talk about the man-made limitations. So a man-made limitation, we often go around with probably hiking or mountain climbing. And we always forget something. Limitations always come with our imagination. Sounded like a rhyme, but that was not the intention. But limitations and imagination always go hand in hand. How do I mean? So if I say I'm going hiking or I'm going mountain climbing, things come to your mind like, oh wow, what if this happens to me? What if I fall off the mountain? What if my rope is not strong enough? What if someone leaves me behind? What if we don't have enough food? What if? So you have so many questions you ask yourself to the point where you talk yourself out of it. You talk yourself from doing stuff. So you might be adventurous, but because of your imagination, you've thought of so many reasons why you shouldn't do it. Sometimes like we set limits to ourselves based on thoughts that come to our mind. So you just start thinking about it. Like, okay, why would you go to a company and you want to speak up or ask a question? Why should I? What if I say something stupid? What if I say something dumb? What if I don't sound smart? What if? So we have so many questions in our hearts that we are wondering why. So many questions that make us think, okay, we shouldn't really ask this. So we don't attempt certain things because of the questions, because of the what if questions. And I think even it affects our relationship, where you probably think, okay, you fancy a particular lady or a guy and you're like, maybe I should ask the person out. And you're like, what if the person says no? and you wonder, you don't want to be turned down. You feel the person may be out of your league. You might feel the person might not consider you. You think if the person might be snobbish, you think keep playing. And one thing about imagination is it's more like a recorder. Once you press play, it keeps going, except you say stop. So that's how the imagination works. So it's either using your imagination for the negative or the positive. And I'm probably going to release another episode about imagination and what we could do about it. What do we do? What do we do about this? We've identified the problem about limitations, the man-made limitation, which questions we ask ourselves. And I strongly believe that these questions are not wrong. So the whole point is not saying we shouldn't ask these questions. What I'm trying to say is these questions should not be the defining questions in our pursuit for a greater life or a greater opportunity. What do I mean by that? So if you ask yourself, what if I get turned down by this person I want to approach? Or what if I look stupid when we speak? Why don't you flip the question and say, what if this is the question that changes the conversation in the room? What if I am actually my spec? Okay, so let me just say, so you have a spec, basically a lady you like or a guy you like, and that's what we call your spec. And you also might be considered as someone's spec. So what if you are your spec? I think that's something. So what if you're thinking she might snub you? What if she actually likes you? What if she was just waiting for you to actually make a move? So yes, we have, those are legitimate questions about what if I miss it, but they are not the defining questions. They should not be the things that make us move on. We should ask more questions. We have to change the narrative of the question to something that allows us to see in a more positive light. What if I fail? No, what if I succeed? What if I'm able to feed my family? What if we were able to leave this environment that I really don't like because of this? So those are things. But it's hard, especially for someone like me, because I battled with this for so many years, which I'm still battling with, because it's not a day's journey. It's actually, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. So it's something you do regularly. It's like exercise. You keep building and you keep building. Okay, what if this podcast is a flop? What if people never listen? And I asked again, what if people actually listen to this? What if this saves people? My writings, I write a lot and I publish on Medium and other platforms. And I'll probably leave a link in the show notes on some of my write-up. What if my writing is bad? What if your writing is good and it helps people? What if your writing helps people to get a job? What if your idea actually saves marriages? So these are questions that we can also ask. Lastly, I'll say embracing our inner critic, which is very, very, people never really do. So I know a few friends or few people who want to attempt things, but they're like, I don't think I'm good enough. Well, it's not whether you're good enough. So what is your inner critic saying? What questions are your inner critic saying? Well, come on, you've never written something like this before. No problem, that's fine. So yes, I acknowledge what you said, my inner critic. I'm not disputing it. I'm not saying it's a lie. But what I'm asking is, okay, if I have never written something like this on this scale, what can I do now? Who has written something? Who has ever done something like this before that I could learn from and quickly use? So we have a lot of materials we could use. Let me cite an example that happened to me some years ago. So I used to be in a music group, and called the Not Roadist, with a few friends. Shout out to Shegwa Pampa, Asimba, Rashid, Zimuto, for encouraging me to do stuff. So and Joseph Allison, yeah, he was great keyboardist. So shout out to all of them. So I was always the kind of guy that, nah, man, I'm not good enough to rap, I'm not good enough to this. So I used to rap in it. And one day, I kept writing the lyrics and I went to show the guys and like, see my lyrics. And they're like, wow, this is not bad. And I'm like, no, I don't think this is good enough. And they're like, no, This is your first attempt. Give yourself a nudge. You'll do a lot of practice. And yeah, I did practice and I missed it. I missed my lines. I said, no problem. Take it again. So we kept taking it again until I mastered it. And what they advised me was, I went on YouTube and I found some rappers who did some stage performances and how they actually came in, because my line was not the first. So they did the first verse. Someone would do the second verse, then I'll come in and jump in, and that's how it was supposed to end. And it was supposed to be a 5-minute song, and I was tensed. But the more I kept watching those videos, the more I kept replicating what the person was saying. So sometimes we can actually do that to actually embrace our inner critic. Yes, your inner critic might not be wrong, but it doesn't mean it has the final say. So, very good news. We went on stage and I did more like, you know, when you have like, you don't know what's coming. People were rapping and singing along. Then I just stood up and I started rapping and everyone went, how would I say, crazy, bro. It was very nice. It was nice. So, I'm not definitely not sharing the link of that video because I'm still the shy guy. So, but it was very good. It taught me something. And yeah, I did more stuff with music. I think that would embrace me, made me start writing more. And so what I'm trying to say is this. Inner critic is not trying to limit, is asking us legit questions, but we don't know how to answer the questions. So we have to learn how to answer those questions so that we can actually live beyond the limits we've set ourselves, the man-made limits we've set for ourselves. So today, like I always do in every episode, we have a short task. And I'm hoping we have this task and we can do them so we can learn and grow from it. Ask yourself questions about what if questions that have stopped you from doing stuff. Look at your New Year resolutions. Ask yourself, what are things on my New Year resolution I wanted to do this year? About the gym, about giving to people. About giving to people, about starting a blog, about starting a YouTube channel, about starting stuff that you feel that would really help. So I think you should really look into that. Ask yourself, what if I succeed? What if I get paid for this? What if I do more than I anticipated? So ask yourself this legitimate what if questions and let's see what happens. Let's not keep ourselves in a bubble. Let's not keep ourselves in a safe space that really is not safe, so we can have limitless possibilities. Have a lovely day. Please let me know. You can actually drop a comment on this thing so that we can actually have a wonderful career. Have a lovely day, guys. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you had something wonderful to take away. Please leave your comments and your feedback on any platform you listen to this. We'd love to hear from you and see how we can actually improve young professionals in the workplace or on their entrepreneurship journey. Have a lovely time.